This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne.
A Capitol Police officer and a suspect were killed Friday after a man rammed a car into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
18-year veteran William Evans is the second Capitol Police officer killed in the line of duty in 3 months after Brian Sicknick's death in the January riot.
This has been an extremely difficult time for U.S. Capitol Police.
Acting Chief Yogananda Pittman.
So I ask that you keep our U.S. Capitol Police family in your thoughts and prayers.
President Biden says he and the First Lady are heartbroken by the attack and Evans's death. He's ordered White House flags lowered to half-mast. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dozens of people were killed and injured after a train in Taiwan derailed in a tunnel north of Hualien. Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson has more.
The train had been traveling from Taipei to Taitung when it apparently hit a truck and came off the rails north of Hualien. Images of the crash scene show carriages inside the tunnel ripped apart from the impact. The accident happened at the start of the long weekend for the traditional tomb sweeping day. The last major train derailment in Taiwan was in 2018, which left 18 people dead.
That's Reuters' Flora Bradley Watson. Myanmar's military junta ordered an internet shutdown in the country Friday. Local wireless broadband internet services said they were ordered to shut down until further notice by the Ministry of Transport and Communications. Protesters have used the internet and cell phones to publicize violent acts that security forces have perpetrated against demonstrators and to organize against military rule. This is VOA News.